Country Girl in Radio 1, and we're going to play that for Kerry in Cornwall, who had such a big crush on today's current guest, Corey Haim.
Kerry, you silly girl, you.
Also as well, a lot of people are texting in, connected with The Lost Boys, because it's one of those films that I really forgive anyone. You'd have to be under 16, I think, not to have seen it. I would forgive anyone under 16, but after that, really, it's got to be part of kind of movie folklore. You've got to see that from the 80s, you've got to see Top Gun, and you've got to see Pretty in Pink. After that, we can debate, but you've got to see those three movies.
Yeah.
You played, along with Corey Feldman, two guys who ran a comic shop.
Right.
Were you big into comics at the time? Because that was the ultimate comic shop.
Different,
it was amazing.
Different comics. I was into Archie's and things, you know, I'm from the sticks in Toronto, not like Spider-Man, Batman, like, you know, all that vampire horror stuff. No, it was Corey Feldman, Jameson Newlander, the Frog Brothers.
Yeah.
You know, and I got into them once they were like, look at these.
They ran the comic shop, which you loved.
Loved.
Obviously.
Loved. And the actual guy.
And that's how you got to meet them.
Well, yeah, you know the scene where I'm in there and I'm going, dude, the Spider-Man 300s, don't go with that. And I'm rearranging the comics for him. The actual owner of the store goes, guys, you're not doing this right. I own the store, I own the shop. That would go with that, that would go. So it was like a 3-hour writing pause and we.
I just realized I was so nervous at having Corey Haim. I mixed it up there and said you ran the shop just through nervousness.
That's okay.
Right, so the scene that I love from The Lost Boys, right?
Yeah, man.
Is you in the bath.
Dude, the couch, the bath, you're freaking me out now, bro.
Right. Right, so you're in the bath and you've got all the soap in your hair.
Yeah.
Hey, got a man.
Yeah, buddy.
Woo, that was amazing.
Yeah, man.
Do you remember any more than
that? Of the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, woo, 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 woo. Yeah, man, it was, what was it? Frogman, you probably have it in your archives. Frogman.
Hey, got a house.
And I was like, I ain't got a home. And I was like, I'm a lonely girl. That's what, yeah, it was all that, man.
Oh, I love that.
In front of 400 people.
Right, should we ring your mom?
Oh, let's ring her. It's wake up time for mom.
We've got a number.
I always do this. Good morning, Miss Haim. You're divorced, happy, and awake. Your raspberry water is on the way up. Well, it's because we're different time zones here, so she's probably up anyway, man.
Well, let's take a gamble. What one?
For sure.
One.
Now, her real name is Julia.
You can talk.
You can call her. No, no, go ahead.
Okay.
Tell her I'm in the police station. You're a British officer.
Okay.
Hi, sorry you missed us. Please give us a message.
Oh, she's just dialing out. Can you try one more time? Yeah, sorry.
What is she doing?
She's dialing out, and oh, she didn't get that. She changed my outgoing message. See what happens when I'm not home, man?
Really? What, did you have the answering message?
Yeah, and it was me going, yo, what's up? We ain't in. Leave it. Peace. Beep, you know, that's
But yeah, she doesn't want that. She wants a more respectful
message.
Yeah, I
know.
Let's see if we can get her. She could be on the phone talking to your auntie or something.
Well, if it just picked up, she's dialing out.
Okay.
Hi, sorry you missed us.
Okay, want to leave a message?
Yeah. And we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thanks and have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished recording, you may
beatbox, you rap.
Press pound for more options.
On the PlayStation. Hello there, ringing for Judy Haim. She's leaving a quick message for you, Judy. I have your son at the moment in what you call, I believe, a penitentiary. We call it a jail over here.
Mom!
Unfortunately, he's been caught jaywalking and we've had to arrest him. So we'll ring you back anyway.
Yeah, man.
In about a half an hour and we'll tell you about the charges. The weird thing is, Judy, when you get arrested in America, you get one phone call where we do it a bit differently here in Britain, where we give you one song.
Am I going to get to speak to her, officer?
No, we're just going to play the song.
Oh, fine.
That's okay.
Fine. Love you, man.